Oh my God, Chris Brown came out swinging. Chris Breezy, Briss Breezy. We got to get into this one. Let's go. Ah, man. And did y'all see this this cover art? Got Quavo with a big glizzy in his mouth.
Who want smoke with me? Who want smoke with C? Who want smoke with me?
Uh-huh. Briss Breezy.
Okay, let's get down to the facts. Pussy, I'm drifting red. Don't let this R&B shit fool you, niggas get ripped to shreds. Quavo talking like he a thug, nigga, you a bitch with dread. Can't wait to see the day that you back up all of that shit you said. What's all that ball shit you talking? You ain't no huncho, nigga. You the weakest link out of your clique. Let's keep it a hundo, nigga. You fuck my ex-hoe, that's cool. I don't give no fuck, little nigga. Cause I fucked your ex when you was still with a bitch. I'm up, little nigga.
Woo! Yo, 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 yo. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? Briss Breezy is getting super disrespectful, man. He talking about, yeah, you screwed my ex. You know what I'm saying? I won't with her no more. But I smashed your broad when you were with her. Chris Brown telling him, like, look, I'm up because I smashed your chick when you were still with her. Oh, my goodness. This is getting crazy. I don't personally believe in sharing sexual experiences to the public with what partners you had. But good gracious, this is a jab to the gut. Yo, let's go.
Talking, you ain't no huncho, nigga. You the weakest link out of your clique. Let's keep it a hundo, nigga. You fuck my ex hoe, that's cool. I don't give no fuck, little nigga. Cause I fucked your ex when you was still with a bitch. I'm up, little nigga. They say revenge is sweet. Now think about that shit. Don't let that line go over your head. I might just sing about that shit.
Uh-oh. Hey, y'all gotta pay attention to the bars. He said they say revenge is sweet, but don't let that line go over your head. Obviously, he's talking about Saweetie. He putting the names out there. This is not no under the cover. This is not no subliminal. Chris Brown is literally telling you straight up, yeah, I smashed Saweetie when you was with her, son. Like, I hope YG already knew that Chris Brown smashed his current girl.
I love you, girl.
Say it louder.
I love you, girl.
Rich niggas love pretty girls. I love you too, baby. Hello. You know what I'm gonna do tonight.
Oh, I know what she's doing tonight.
Because if she lied about that, because you know these dudes in the industry, they always gonna ask, okay, who you already been with so I can know how to conduct myself when I'm around these people. You know, you got to arm me with information while I'm out here moving in these streets so I won't be caught off guard if someone asks me a question. So I really do hope YG already knew that Chris Brown smashed her. So I hope Saweetie was up front, because otherwise she might be in some trouble. But one thing Chris Brown also said, we got to, the bars is dope, but I got to keep it real, fam. I got to keep it real. You were talking about revenge is sweet. But if you smash Quavo girl while he was with her, and Quavo is currently dealing with Karrueche, your ex, that means you actually screwed his girl first, and he got your ex afterwards. So how can that equate to revenge by you smashing Saweetie? Bro, you started it. Yo, you smashed his chick first. So if this is what the beef is about and problem's about, yo, obviously, Briss Brown, it looks like you started it, son. It's like, I don't know. Or it looks like you the one that went the furthest to first. I don't know, man, but that's what it looked like. That ain't revenge on your part, Chief. His revenge was going to get yo chick, if that's what he literally done. But still, anyway, the bar's dope. You mean you're going in, you're killing it. So let's get it.
Think there's something sweet about that shit. I got some tea about that bitch, but I ain't gonna speak about that shit. Whoa. I ain't playing chess with a checker player. I'm a ticking bomb on a detonator. I shit on niggas, I'm a defecator. I put Amigo on a ventilator. Stop talking about beating girls. You was beating bitches on the elevator. We seen the taste, that's devastating.
Chris Brown like saying, look, you contradicting yourself. How you gonna say something about me beating up a chick when you beat up a chick in the elevator? But again, like, these bars is dope. This track is dope by Chris Brown. But I gotta get the people the real review, the real insight. When you look at that altercation with Saweetie and Quavo, Saweetie actually swung on him. He ducked it. He ducked and dodged it. Then he went after this little case on the floor, the COD case. And they was, you know, struggling on the floor. She's slipping and sliding all in the elevator. But I never saw him lift a hand to swing at Saweetie or punch her in the face. And obviously, everyone saw Rihanna's face. Briss Brown, he did beat her up. You know, although I do hear rumors that Rihanna started that fight. She swung on him first and hit him multiple times, and he retaliated. But that's what people don't talk about either. I'm not saying that he right for, you know, hitting her back in that amount of times, but sometimes someone punch you in your face, you pop back and hit him just off reflex. But then you got to compose yourself and abort, abort, because they just little. They'll get mashed up easily, so they ain't no match, so just keep it pushing. But anyway, I had to talk about that comparison because, you know, it's again a dope bar, but when it comes to the bars, we do the full bar breakdown here. Although these bars right here was dope, you gaslighting, fam. You gaslighting Quavo on this one. Yeah, it's a dope bar, but Quavo didn't literally beat her up. He never swung on her. She swung on him. He ducked it, went after a case on the floor, and she was sliding across the floor. That don't constitute to an ass whooping. It's just something that he didn't deliver. But we all know, you know what I'm saying, Rihanna got her ass whooped. Although she started it, you finished it. And it was like some Mortal Kombat finishing. Like, it is what it is. But let's get back to it. You killing it though, Breezy.
You a bitch and your music trash. Fashion week, they set me next to your lame ass. I was truly mad. All I kept thinking about was breaking your face, but I gave you a pass. You lucky I ain't wanna fuck the money up, boy, I would've broke you in half. Quit trying to be tough, you ain't like that, why you keep showing off? Quit talk about drugs, you the only pack that I've been smoking on. I just hit my plug, told him come back, I'ma need more than one. Your last album was a weed trade, just some bullshit that we roll up on. You know it's on, put you to bed. Night, night, that's Sudafed. Show me that I'm tender, bitch. Time to prove what you done said. R.I.P. take off, he the only real one that got true respect. Crazy how when he died, everybody really wished it was you instead.
Chris, don't say that. Don't lose your head. Yo, Chris Brown obviously hate this guy. Like, he, first of all, he talking about Quavo's dead. I mean, basically brother they grew up with. He's showing respect to Takeoff, but at the same time, when you talk about someone, loved ones that's dead, that's crossing the line that you can't uncross. So this is what rap beef does. You go there and do things and say things that are the most extreme disrespectful, with no regard of that person's family, no regard to them, no regard to anything, when you caught up in that feeling, that emotion. And this is what a lot of people call, this is hip hop. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm enjoying this like everyone else. But again, like when it comes to this whole rap beef thing, that's why I don't push too much for it. I will pay attention, but I would not never try to peer pressure someone to engage in this type of verbal battle, because when you say certain things, it can, there's lines that can be crossed. They can't be uncrossed, like I said. And then it can be repercussions to those things that you just don't foresee. Although this battle between Quavo and Chris Brown, Quavo might have a family member, a friend that super feel disrespected about these things and try to kill someone of Chris Brown's camp. J. Cole foresaw these type of things possibly bubbling up in his dispute. He just didn't want to cross those lines with Kendrick Lamar. He probably don't want to get into none of that stuff. He don't want any bloodshed. He just wanted to be in the rap game showing his skills when it comes to his pen. And maybe don't feel like you got to be disrespectful or talk about someone's family to decide who's the best. But let's get back to it.
You tripping, Chris, don't say that, don't lose your head. You done turned a big bad wolf on these fuck niggas, never knew revenge. This what happens when a fuck nigga push a real nigga out to the edge. This what happens when a dumb nigga get fame and it get to his head. You gon' kiss this ring, nigga, big fuck you from my middle finger. I tattoo my trigger finger, bring real beat to your dinner table. My mental state ain't never stable, I know this shit gon' sting, nigga. I ran your ass through the ringer, nigga, you just got body by a singer, nigga. Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke
with
me?
Oh my God.
Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C?
Yo. Yo. Chris Brown said you just got bodied by a singing nigga. And I must concur. You straight up bodied Quavo in this joint. It ain't no way around it. It ain't even nowhere close right now. So obviously Chris Brown is up with this battle. Super disrespectful. He's talking about you got bodied by a singing nigga. But let's keep it real on this. Chris Brown been rapping for a minute. It's like only him and Drake can do these two things at a high level. Chris Brown been rapping his ass off. Obviously, his singing is better, but he's a one-of-a-kind singer. He is a top-notch singer. He is one of the best ever when it comes to, you know, the singing and performance-wise. But when it comes to his raps, he is better than 85% of the rappers. Although he can sing and perform at the highest level. So, you know, he's like one of those hybrids, that one of those very, very rare hybrids like Drake. Drake is a top tier rapper, but he can also sing better than a large percent of the singers out there. So those are two hybrids that are really like none other. That's Chris Brown and Drake. These two light-skinned freaking powerhouses, they do it like nobody else can when it comes to talent and hit-making. I don't, like, now that I'm thinking about it, Chris Brown and Drake, I don't know who's the best, like, when it comes to them two. It's like, I mean, they're in two different lanes, because one is an R&B singer that can rap his ass off, and the other one is a rapper that can sing. But, you know, when I think about it, I think, dang, it's hard to tell, though. So I'm trying to think, like, okay, we already know Chris Brown is at the top of what he do when it comes to singing and performing. We know Drake is at the top when it comes to rapping. But when it comes to Chris Brown rapping, that's his secondary talent. Whose secondary talent is the best, Chris Brown or Drake? So, like, what, on what scale can Chris Brown rap better than what Drake can sing? It's kind of hard to tell. Drake put out way more tracks with him singing on the hooks and everything else. But Chris Brown dropped so many too. It's hard to tell with them two, man. All I got to say is both of them goated. But what y'all think? Who's the best when it comes to their secondary talent, Drake or Chris Brown? And who is winning this war between Quavo and Chris Brown right now? I got Chris Brown up